Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Urgent. Tell APHIS to improve regulations aimed at preventing the spread of sudden oak death. The U.S. Department of Agricultural Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, has issued an interim or emergency regulation restricting movement of plants and other materials that might spread the highly damaging sudden oak death. Sudden oak death is one of the most damaging plant pathogens in North America. It attacks a wide variety of woody plants, including arrowwood, bigleaf maple, black oak, California bay laurel, California buckeye, California coffeeberry, California honeysuckle, coast live oak, huckleberry, madrone, manzanita, rhododendron, and azalea, Shreve's oak, tan oak, and toyon. Since the disease was discovered in 1995, it has killed more than 100,000 tan oaks, coastal live oaks, California black oaks, and Shreve's oaks in 10 counties along the California coast. Preliminary tests indicate it might kill northern red and pin oaks, which dominate forests covering a combined range from northeastern Texas to Nova Scotia. The 10 counties in California where sudden oak death has been confirmed are Alameda, Marin, Mendocino, Monterey, Napa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Solana, and Sonoma. Sudden oak death has also been found in Curry County, Oregon. While California and Oregon have adopted regulations to prevent the spread of sudden oak death within those states, federal regulations are necessary to restrict interstate movement of potentially infested material. Furthermore, only the federal government can regulate imports of plants from abroad. This is important because while no one yet knows where sudden oak death pathogen originated, a slightly different form of the pathogen is found on rhododendrons in Europe. The United States imported more than $220,000 worth of plants and bulbs from Germany and the Netherlands last year. Please send comments to APHIS stating that environmentalists demand the strongest possible protection for the trees and shrubs in our forests and that this regulation falls short. Points to make in your statement. Applaud the APHIS action to regulate interstate shipment of potentially infested plants, foliage, wood, bark, and soil, although this regulation should have been issued earlier. Applaud the requirement that plants be inspected both in the nursery and prior to shipment. Urge APHIS to immediately halt imports of rhododendrons, azaleas, and other potentially infested materials from Europe where the disease is also found. Urge APHIS to stop allowing self-certification by nurseries shipping wreaths or firewood. Urge APHIS to delete the exemption for soil that has not been in direct physical contact with any article infested with the pathogen, as this is too difficult to enforce. Applaud the more stringent provision restricting movement of bark chips, wild-collected plants, and mulch. Applaud the provisions allowing APHIS quickly to add new host species and new geographic regions when it learns they pose a risk. Remember, the deadline for receipt of your comments is the 14th of April. You may send your comments electronically by visiting the website comments.aphis.usda.gov. That's comments.aphis.usda.gov. Follow the instructions. You may also send comments by U.S. mail. If you do this, please send 4 copies, an original and 3 copies, to docket number 01-054-1, Regulatory Analysis and Development, PPD, APHIS, Station 3C71, 4700 River Road, Unit 118, Riverdale, Maryland, 20737. Once again, that's docket number 01-054-1, Regulatory Analysis and Development, PPD, APHIS, Station 3C71, 4700 River Road, Unit 118, Riverdale, Maryland, 20737. Please state that your comment refers to docket number 01-054-1, and we want to thank American Lands for this update. You can visit American Lands at their website, www.americanlands.org. That's www.americanlands.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the